Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If April showers bring May flowers, what do we get from November rain? Perhaps the reblooming of life in the region's vernal pools. The weather is starting to change, and with the arrival of rain come vernal pools, temporary wetlands that spring up every year in California, including right here in Sacramento. David Rosen is the Director of Educational Programming and Lead Naturalist with Sacramento Splash. He regularly leads tours of the Mather Vernal Pools every spring, and he's speaking tonight at the Elk Grove Science Cafe. David, welcome to Insight.
Hi, Vicky. Thank you very much.
Well, tell us about your organization, Sacramento Splash. I love the name.
Well, as you might suspect by the name, we focus a lot on water quality issues throughout Sacramento. We try to encourage students, for example, to adopt different practices around their neighborhoods to prevent pollution from getting into stormwater runoff and going down storm drains, which of course jeopardizes life in our local waterways, streams, rivers, but also jeopardizes our drinking water. We're a small nonprofit environmental education organization, and our goal is to connect kids with nature and science.
So what is a vernal pool exactly? How do they develop?
Oh, gosh. Well, they develop over tens of thousands of years. It's such a deep subject that it's tough to put it into a nutshell. But I think you put it perfectly. It's a temporary wetland habitat that fills with rain. We're really thrilled to see the rain outside today because that's how it all starts. And so the rain saturates the soil, and you get this perched water table on top of a layer of hardpan underneath the vernal pool grassland habitat. And then when the pools fill with water, they explode with life. They are teeming with thousands and thousands of little aquatic invertebrates of dozens of species. And many of these are threatened and endangered species because vernal pools themselves are an endangered habitat. We have lost over 90%, well over 90% of the historic vernal pools that used to occur here in California. But they fill with water. You have three distinct phases. You have the wet phase, where it's teeming with the aquatic invertebrates. And then as the pool starts to dry down, it enters what we call the flower phase, and the pools become ringed with beautiful vernal pool flowers, many of which are endemic to vernal pool habitat, only found at vernal pools. And then as the pool continues to dry up, the entire pool gets coated with this incredible kaleidoscope of colors. And then, as everyone knows, here in the Sacramento Valley during the summer, it's 180 degrees and everything gets hot and crunchy and crispy out there, and we get into the dry phase. But the next time it rains, there are little cysts, little eggs that can last through the dry phase and can actually last for dozens and dozens of years. And so when the pool fills up again, boom, they pop open and it's filled with little aquatic invertebrates again.
And you actually take people on tours. There's vernal pools near Mather in Sacramento County, correct?
Correct. Sacramento Splash itself, our Splash Education Center, is located at Mather Field. And it's surrounded by a nearly 1,400-acre vernal pool preserve called the Isla M. Collin Conservation Preserve. It's managed by the Sacramento County Department of Regional Parks. And Sacramento Splash has been using that vernal pool preserve as an outdoor classroom for 26 years now.
What is it like to share your work with others, maybe teaching them about something for the first time?
Oh, it's magic. It truly is. When you can get a fourth grade boy out on a school field trip, jumping up and down because he found his vernal pool flower that he became the class expert on, that's the magic of Splash right there. And we're building future scientists. We're growing future environmental stewards.
That is wonderful. And you're going to be doing more of that tonight at the Elk Grove Science Cafe, where, you know, you take the, I guess, academia outside of the classroom, outside of research, and you talk about the work that you do in front of a lay audience, like someone like myself. Are you prepared? Have you done something like this before? Is this your first Science Cafe? We've had them on a bunch over the years on Insight.
Yeah, this is the first time I've presented at one of the science cafes. I'm really excited to be, joining them this evening down at a Seat at the Table Books in Elk Grove. And it goes from 6:30 till 8. It's free. It's an opportunity for nature nerds and science geeks like me to just get together and be amongst kindred spirits.
Are there any special guidelines or maybe rules like do's and don'ts about visiting a vernal pool and interacting with it?
There are. Because vernal pools have become such an endangered habitat here in California, many of the plants and animals that are endemic to vernal pools, they're found nowhere else in the world except vernal pool habitat. So with the loss of so much of that habitat, many of these plants and animals have become threatened and endangered species as well. And so you can't just go up to a vernal pool, technically, and start scooping up critters and checking them out, because it could be disturbing a federally threatened or endangered species or a state-listed species. And so in order to do what we do at Splash, we have special permits through the federal government, through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, through California State Department of Fish and Wildlife. We have special permits that allow us to legally go out and scoop up aquatic invertebrates, survey what is living in the vernal pools out at Mather Field, and to be able to use some of those creatures for educational purposes. We have kids coming in on field trips, and we put some of these aquatic invertebrates under microscopes for the students to identify, and their eyes just go wide open, and they are just thrilled to death. Many of them, who are implementing our vernal pool curriculum in their classroom, each student becomes the expert on a vernal pool plant and a vernal pool animal. And so when they come out on their field trip, they're thrilled to death to be able to see the creature that they became the class expert on. Even if it's a tiny little water flea, the size of a period at the end of a sentence in a book you might be reading.
Well, they discovered it, or they learned about it. So it's a memory that lasts for, a lifetime. How did you become so interested and passionate about this in the last, 30 seconds or so that we had? Were you once a kid with those big eyes when you learned about vernal pools and the outdoors?
You bet. I became passionate about birds when I was 12 years old and just dove in head first and learned as much as I could about birds. And then that just expanded to learning about all things nature. And so I've worked as a naturalist and environmental educator for over 40 years now. And the last 22 of which have been with Splash, which is just the most phenomenal organization, small but mighty, as we say. Last year alone, we connected over 20,000 students with nature and science.
Well, it's great to speak with you, David, and thank you for all the work that you're doing for science in Sacramento.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all you do for our community as well, Vicki.
David Rosen is the Director of Educational Programming and the Lead Naturalist at Sacramento Splash. He'll be speaking tonight at the Elk Grove Science Cafe about vernal pools. It's happening tonight at A Seat at the Table Books in Elk Grove. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.